April the 30th, 2020, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Mirage Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.com archives, and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So we will open up with a short dua, and then we have one message, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Listen to Block Talk Radio with your host, Imam Murad Muhammad, on from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Saturday. Discussion will be the effects of COVID-19 on relationships and the astonishing rise in domestic violence and divorce. So be sure to tune into that. The Quran Surah 98, Ayat 1. They not depart until knowledge comes. Zechariah 5, 1 and 2, flying scroll. The Quran says that they did not stop erring, going astray, making in their interpretation or understanding of the truth of Scripture until Quran and the Revelation. The verse were revealed to Prophet Muhammad and came into their midst. Now the next verse, verse 2, says, the messenger. Now what is this messenger referring to in this verse? The clear evidence is the messenger from God. Ask the clear evidence. Now, how do we know this? Because over and over again in the Quran, the doubt of the people is mentioned. It says, they say, never could a mortal bring this from God. Never could a mortal bring anything from God. So they don't believe that a mortal human being and bring something from God. So what is the evidence? The evidence is that this will come, not by way of superstition or mysticism, but by way of a mortal and a mortal. It is very clear that the term used for a mortal human being in the Quran is to let us know that whatever has happened in this relationship, it has been within the possibility of every human being. It says, say to them that I am no more than a mortal, just like you. Just like you. That should dispel any doubt or confusion, whatever, that it is talking about anything other than a common human being. So a common human being, an ordinary human being, what's the difference? The difference is they understand that knowledge can come by intellectual study. By intellectual pursuit, knowledge is gained. And knowledge is gained by contact with the world through the study of the physical universe, science. You can get knowledge that way by applying yourself, your mind, your faculty, to solving the secrets or discovering the hidden acts of nature and science. intellectual observance, then if you get it that way, how will the next one get it? The same way. Or he'll get it from you. You teach him, all right? Now, knowledge via philosophers. Okay, the first way of getting it directly by philosophical or philosophers, they just set out and meditate on the universe, on the nature of things. And philosophers have gradually come into the modern knowledge of the nature and the function of the universe, right? But if those philosophers have passed their findings on to their students and eventually science was established, right? Yes, science was established. So that's one way. So what is the proof? Prophet Muhammad is the proof. Why? He had no teacher. He was without education. He was not a scientist. He was not inclined towards scientific research. His burden was the condition of his people on the world, on his heart. Then intuitive spirit of God came into him as a result of the Holy Spirit moving him. Then he began to put his mind to the matter of that nature. So what is it saying? That it is not by man applying his energy to discover truth that he gets truth. It is by God helping him that he gets truth. If he's not inspired by God, he doesn't get truth. And whatever the truth has, they have it as a result of this kind of inspiration taking place sometimes in the past. They should study after revelation because they weren't studying before revelation. So what proof do we have of this? We know that science was established and of the ancient world. But the son of that life, the son of that science, said upon the earth. After the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him was born, the period was called the Dark Ages, was illumined again from a common human being, a common person, Muhammad. Not an intellectual, not a scientist, not a philosopher. Muhammad, the common man, whose heart was burdened because of the condition of the state of the world. So that should be proof that it came first with the prophet, isn't it? Yes. They had their scientists. They had their proof. But instead of bringing the world back to the science, they were getting the world further and further away from the sciences. Their man had gone crazy. This is the truth. They were looking for reality of self. And seeking the reality of self took them off astray, way far away from the science, off the path of the scientists. Beshirun, the mortal skin feels external, soul feels internally. A messenger of God. Now, he is a miracle. He is the proof. He is the evidence, the human messenger, common mortal. The word refers to the skin. If you look in the Arabic dictionary, you will see that it means skin. It takes its name from the skin. The skin is what we feel with. Is that right? We feel internally with our souls. We feel externally with our skin. So soul represents a connection with that is beyond human grasp. And the skin represents that is possible for human grasp. And it's a feeling that enables us to enter. So the spiritual feeling enables us to grasp external reality. that are beyond the rational mind, then it comes into the body by way of the skin. It had to come to him through the medium of his body, and his body is from nature, isn't it? From the universe, from the world. So he connected back to the external world through the medium that has been evolved higher in his ability to communicate God's knowledge. He has evolved higher, so now he becomes the medium to express God's will. And God then brings the external into him, even though the external is bigger than him in the sense of and in the term of knowledge. It's bigger than him, and also in terms of reality, premonition, etc. So the messenger from God is reading or reciting, giving to people purified pages. Now, did Prophet Muhammad give anybody rights so that the page of pure, the body, and books is now pure because body was pure? So what is really the sacred world? What is the sacred book? Prophet Muhammad, he is the sacred book. Zechariah 5, 1 and 2, flying scroll. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes, and looked, and behold, a flying scroll. That's how scripture gives the revelation, scripture that prophecies that the coming of God, the word of God, they give the revelation as a flying scroll. The Bible mentioned its scroll flying in the heavens. So this is the Bible. So there is an answer that, believe me, everything that comes in the Quran is tied into something before. The book explains correct and complete what was before. So don't think that the Quran is out here hanging by suspenders somewhere. It's tied to something from the past. And that's how we understand it. And we are able to connect with the past. So skin layers, the Quran Surah 4, Ayat 56, skin layers. So Muhammad, and don't we have skin that forms in layers like pages, right? So you can peel some of them off, right? What we are trying to do is to show you where those people were coming from. So what is they talking about? Man's connection with page and the body skin. And the skin paper, don't they? Yes. Now, in the book made, which means that were revealed before. The Quran Surah 99, Ayat 1 to 5, earth inspired. Matter is in agreement with the will of God. So we have to come together, and the nature, the world itself as a material, a body of matter that has God's will in it. If you try to alter, its laws, and you get in trouble. You make trouble for the material universe, make trouble for human life, for everything. So we believe that even the natural creation is in agreement with the will of God and reacts to what man does in a way to advance human society more in the way of God, so that we reach the end that God wants for us on this planet Earth. So this is our belief, and I see that happening today more than any other time in the history of mankind. I call this the Day of Judgment. And this day of judgment is a day of religion, when religion comes together and walks and works, pardon me, for the common good and ignore those little differences we have with each other, which should be minor, and support each other for God's purpose in man on this planet Earth. And lastly, I believe that we are living in what I call the conclusion of all major issues from human life on the planet Earth. And these things have already been shown to us in the Torah, the Gospel, the Bible, and in the Quran. The end has already been predicted, but we have already been told how the world would end. I used to read parts of Revelation, and I thought it was nightmarish. I thought it was really way out. But I come to understand that this is the prediction. It is telling us that the seven vials are telling us that we are going to get trouble from the creation of God. We are told in our holy book, God ordered the heavens, the creation, on seven levels. The Quran, Surah 99, Ayat 1-4, earthquakes. So we thought in scripture that earthquakes meant that there would come in the end of time a quake that would just shake the whole world to pieces. No, God has not put together this earth to shake it to pieces, but that which was not put together under his direction will be shaken to pieces. That's the world of human knowledge that does not recognize and respect divine knowledge, but causes an earthquake in that knowledge. We live in the time of an earthquake right now. So we have come through a great earthquake in the house of the world's knowledge. In Europe, the majority of the Caucasian people have turned against their government. Their government still rules, but they took a census and found that the majority of people were not satisfied with their government over in Europe, and they questioned their institutions. In America, the same thing has happened. The majority of the Caucasian people have turned against their government, the majority, have turned against their long-established institutions. So we see an earthquake. It brings about a fear. They didn't predict that there would be any end to this democracy. They thought that they had the answer that would be forever. They promised us material wealth. They said the poorest people would come into such material wealth that there would not be any poor. But look what happened. They produced this great amount of wealth, and poor people begin to feel poverty more than they ever felt poverty in history of the poor. So this world has all kinds of wealth, billions of dollars. It lends out billions and billions of dollars to other poor areas. Still, right here in their world, people are hungry for food, without shoes, without decent clothes, living in fire traps, houses, roach and rat infested dens, walking around with disease and without medical care. They predicted, but they didn't have the power to bring their prediction true. Now, God said that they have had all the opportunities they need. They have reached their end. The more they get, the more people suffer. God has allowed them to strive, to travel, pardon me, their road of material promise and show the world that they cannot make these promises real. Then Satan made another big boast with his knowledge, that their knowledge was, the knowledge, and they should go and teach all the other undeveloped world and all the other ignorant masses. And they did it. All of a sudden, they get in trouble. They start questioning their own knowledge. They said that when they spread it, their knowledge, which looks good for a while, all of a sudden there's an earthquake in the structure and in the foundation of their knowledge. They failed in Asia, the Middle East, but the Pacific and Western Hemisphere, and right here. There is crumbling in the structure and the very foundation of their knowledge. This earthquake manifests that God is God, and that the enemy, the challenger, Satan, is not God. God exists only in righteousness. No matter how much power you form out of the physical creation in that body of power, we call world knowledge or human knowledge, it cannot guarantee happiness, security, and a good life for the people without Almighty God. So earthquakes, the Quran, Surah 99, Ayat 1 to 4. You can see in the shaking of the physical form, the economy of the society, this evil world has tried to keep all of the physical economics in one people, hand or one geographical locality. But God is going to make a shaking come about, to tremble down the great Mount Everest of wealth. The greedy rulers will not have all of the world's wealth anymore. And it is a shaking of your form within yourself. You think of yourself as a physical power. So when you are made angry, you rise up in yourself as a force and start threatening your provokers. World leaders got strength in physical form, armies, etc., to threaten the masses. This now is broken up. The masses are not afraid. Quakes, there is too much material wealth in a certain nation and or too much power in an individual mouth. Science is the direct communication of Mother Nature. The Quran, Surah 99, Ayat 1 to 5, Earth will declare what God revealed. Science is the direct communication of Mother Nature. The direct, true, factual science is a communication of Mother Nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God says in our book, there is coming a time when the world is going to be so confused that the earth itself is going to start behaving as though God reveals something to it, as though she received a revelation. Here is another metaphor, another personification, like a mythical picture of what is happening, but it is accurate and true. So when you abuse yourself eating the wrong foods, your own body rejects what you are doing. You vomit, you get sick, you break out in a fever. Your own body is rejecting what you are doing. The whole earth will come to do that when we keep feeding our life that comes from Mother Nature, insanity, filth, etc. The public life is going to spit up, and vomit all over the place. We look at the trouble and say, it is really bad. Look how they are killing each other. Look how they are just going after sex with no intelligence. So when a person gets sick with a disease, sometimes the disease is something that builds toxins up in the blood, in the system, the subject, or the victim. of this breaks out in all kinds of ugly sores. So think it is the end. The doctor comes and looks at him and says it is in its terminal state. He is going to be all right after this. This is the way I look at our public killing each other over nothing, ready to kill and be killed for nothing, liking filth, working hard to defy intelligence, working hard so that they do not live by intelligence. I see this as a terminal state. They poison all coming out, and they are going to be well pretty soon. This is what we are seeing in the end of it. There is nowhere to go except back to the normal human being. The Wolfman is from the style creator. I like the fiction, and I used to see the Wolfman change, but he would not stay that way. After he stopped hearing wolf calling him, and the night passed into the day, and the wolves are not howling anymore, he come back to a human being, a normal human being. So this is how the style creators who create fads for the public mind regulates us. They drinking our they darken our intelligence and turn you into a wolf man. Bring the light back out, cut the weird sounds off that is coming out of the darkness so that you will not be spooked up. It brings you back to intelligent life again. You are wearing a suit and tie, going to the bank and doing a good job again. Just the other night, you took off your clothes. You had to hurry up and take your shirt off so the animal head could come out and come all out. And the animal muscles could swell up because you were about to ruin your nice suit. So you had to hurry up and get out of it. This is a devilish world, isn't it? What hurts them more than anything is the birth of Christ Jesus or the birth of Muhammad. He sent peace be upon the prophets. Or the birth of a man like me. I hurt them more than anybody. It is more hurting for them because I am not dignified too. I'm not in a world popular book. I don't have any big names and big following, they say. A little guy like that, destroying our world, he is killing our world. In the minds of his people. Go to him and tell him he does not know what he is doing. Take some of our books and let him see what we know. That is what happened. I mean, really. A certain person gave me his book to show me what he knew. They say, let him see how grand, how massive, and how far reaching our knowledge and our things is. Tell him, we said, take a hike. I'm not doing this to show my knowledge. You gloat over your ability and you do things to show your knowledge. I have no desire to show any knowledge. I do this only to help my people. So when I say my people, I mean people in my circumstances. If you are white, red, yellow, black, I don't care what color you are. If you have my history of suffering in this darkness of this world and you were not able to get your life up and they were regulating your life with season telling you when to live and die morally, then you are a victim with me. And I exist for you, not show knowledge. Mother Earth all access to her table. The Quran, Surah 99, Ayat 4 to 5, Earth inspired by her laws. If Mother Earth would speak, she would insist that all the children receive the same accommodation at the table of inherent share, quality, freedom, community, entitlement, and the visitation to the honorable standing in this world and in the letter. So grassroots, people with high position statement. The Prophet, with Allah's guidance, Holy Quran, is showing a common man, grassroots, want to be with a new order supporting humanity, calling the opposing whatever works to entomb its fertile soil. The grassroots wants to get in the record for supporting created inherent possibility and many humanity rooted identity. So we want to be functional in a new order supporting the liberty of inherent aims and in expressions in the context of our social development. The grassroots wants fulfillment of soul in its spiritual life so as to no longer languish out of doors, far from man's home of social establishment. We want our souls, social, economic, academic and political articulation and community construction. The grassroots are sensing some need of a new order, starting to read for ourselves today, masses of urgency conveying upon global economic and social trends. The Quran Surah 100, Horse That Paints. By the steed that runs with painted breath and strikes sparks of fire. Revelation 6, 2 and 8, or 2 to 8. Horses red, plain, blind, motivation. For the horse is an animal that follows his master, orders blindly. He has no intelligence when it is trying to achieve something. Intelligence is gone once once he tries to achieve something. He follows influences. He responds to feelings. He also responds to things that come into his vision. So to keep him from having a problem of being disturbed by things coming into his vision, they put blinders on him and a bit in his mouth. They didn't put the bit in Frankenstein's neck. The same bit, just a little modification or alteration to take your mind off so that you won't make the connection. You are nothing but a bunch of horses with blindfolds on. This world rides you, and you go in any direction that it says go. And you don't care what happened. You are just going. You got to go. Oh, I don't have time. Gotta go. A horse will run until he drops dead. Nothing stops him from responding to the influence. Death has to stop him. And that is all that will stop him. He runs until he drops. The Quran Surah 100, Ayat 1, the horse that runs. Revelation 6, 2 to 8, four horses, white, red, black, pale. So actions, conscious action, influence the unconscious. Ablution, washing the hands, is a ritual. Speaking to impulses, acts are also subjects. If a conscious act has been wrong, then an unconscious act has been influenced. So we have to take the right hand then within intentions and with conscience, correct the automatic habit, the automatic act. So mouth clean, if we're governing our act, the speech will comply. Then we go from the hand and we clean out the mouth. If a man restrains himself from doing unclean, bad, and harmful things, if he checks his actions, the work that he does with his hand, and even his voluntary act, if he remains conscious of them, that they have to be watched over. When the man avoids being a man who speaks with his tongue, whose words are ready to agree with his intention, if we govern our acts and speech, we'll be ready to comply. Why? Because usually the speech rises to the defense of the act. Usually a person, when he's lying, it is to defend his act. Is that right? So the role of the tongue is usually because of the influence of an act. So if he cleans his actions, the tongue will automatically become agreeable. Now his mouth is ready for cleaning. But if a man is not checking his actions, he is not ready to discipline the speech. So God tells us through Prophet Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him, wash the right hand 3 times, then the mouth 3 times. Because we injure each other with our tongue, physically, mentally, and spiritually, don't we? So we are injuring too by that we allow to come into us in those 3 ways. Immorality beats out obedience, then influences the mind. So even the physical that we allow to come into us that is unclean and unacceptable into the heart and the conscious mind, to the heart and the mind, those things, though they be physically, they influence us mentally, morally, and spiritually. Is that not a fact? Can any person do a shameful act and not be influenced by it? Can any person put any kind of influence, filth or shameful things into their mouth and not be influenced psychologically by it? The mind will have to be more disciplined to accept the things that you are doing. So you first have to beat out the obedience, for it is to accept the disobedience. This thing is filthy, the filthy act that you do with the mouth. If it is a shameful thing to use to you, it is going to affect you mentally and spiritually. So nuns is symbolic of the pure spiritual intuitive power. Horse symbolic of the spiritual power in the man. So we clean the mouth 3 times. Then after we clean the mouth, we go to the nose. And we clean out the nostrils 3 times. We still have a common expression. He was nosy. What does this expression mean? It means that he gets into business that is not his. He's unnecessarily interested in other people's business. So that is an indication that you have a degree of ill will in you towards others. If it wasn't there, you wouldn't be so nosy. So that is symbolic of the spirit of the human being. So those things that are what we call purely spiritual, you heard people say, I can smell it in the air. It smells something crooked. We associate it with a spiritual sense. That is not a suspicion. It is a kind of influence. It is a spiritual power. We can say the nose represents a spiritual power. So we know that the horse's power is usually seen with his nose. The horse has thin legs, a muscular body. But when he runs, his nose flies open, and he has a strong nose. He breathes in very great volumes of air. So we usually see the power of the horse in his nose. And the horse is symbolic of the spiritual power in the man, the human being. In Revelation, you will find it. There are four horses, represents the four spiritual influences. The Quran Surah 100, Ayat 1, steed, horse, that paint. Revelation 14, 20, blood, horse, bridle. So the horse runs with much open, represents, with mouth open, represents passion of the people, spiritual drive, and moral passion. Your human life, the blood, rational life, is going to come into the horse body. And you are a horse yourself. You are not just spiritual even. Your mind is made like a horse who obeys blindly. So horse equals blind human forces. The Quran Surah 100, Ayat 1-2, still he that paints. So the horse represents human forces, not human intelligence. The rider that was on the horse represents human forces, not with human intelligence. But the horse without a rider just represents blind human forces. That's why they put a blindfolder. The horse, he is not supposed to see. He is just supposed to follow the stimulation. Get up, spur, spur. Hit him. He's only supposed to respond to sentiments. And he's not supposed to be watching where he's going. He's supposed to feel where he's going. So when the reins on the left pulls, to the left, he's supposed to go to the left. When he feels a pull to the right, he's supposed to go to the right. So the horse's apocalyptic books of the Bible and the secret language of the political technicians, they are the technicians for operating on your total conscience. They are the manipulate to exploit and use your total resources and to keep you under the political power or arm. Those people, I'm not talking about the White House. If the State Department was running our lives, we would be well off. The State Department is trying to run lives against the things that we invite into our lives. And those things come from death, the rider on the horse. So if Gruali said that the man is the rider on the pale horse, we have to go to the Bible and interpret that concept out of the book where Gruali got it. Interpret that language out of the context from which Gruali got it. And we come to the conclusion that Gruali meant that the white man was deaf riding a pale horse. So horse means blind forces, impulses of society that have to be directed by intelligence. Now we have to understand what does pale horse mean. Horse means the forces of human society that have to be harnessed or harassed. The blind forces and pulses of human society that have to be directed by intelligent harnesses or directed by intelligence. Pale equals moral conscience. So if it's pale, what does that mean? Pale means the moral conscience. He's riding the forces of the human being that are setting upon his moral conscience. And what's riding his moral conscience? Death is riding his moral conscience. What is the moral conscience of typical Americans in this history? It is love of Jesus Christ, respect for white America, a sacred respect when it comes to you for white America. Is that right? Wasn't that a main ingredient in our moral constitution and in our moral thing? The main ingredient was that God has a son named Jesus who gave his life to save the world. Love and believe on Jesus. So the horse has impulsive tendencies. You put blinders on him because his impulses lead him to blind emotions. So you have to keep him focused on the path. The Jacobite put blinders on the world. The Quran, Surah 100, Ayah 1, steed that paint. Revelation 14:20, blood, horse, bridle. Is when the passion comes up to the intelligent discipline. The blinders is where intelligent man disciplines the animal with the rein. It means that murder and violence would be increased at an alarming rate. The Quran, Surah 101, Ayat 1-3, noise and clamor. Not only are we affected by noise itself, but there is also a force behind noise or in the noise that affects the human nature. The noise hits the eardrums. But there is an entity of the noise that affects your very nature. Music manipulates. The Quran, Surah 101, Ayat 1-3. What will make you realize the noise? So there are those who are clowning when the record play is off. The song is still being sung. That's why we memorize and recite Quran. So 24 horses, you are under the influence of a world that wants to prey upon you, that wants to suck your blood, that has to have you for their exploit. So when we get you, it's like getting somebody who was told to repeat a simple line over and over for 20 hours. Then you get them, and they can't hear anything in their mind. You're talking about indoctrination. We can't reach people for hearing that simple line being repeated over and over in their minds. Indoctrination is a thing that comes in your ears and your mind, your eyes, daily from TV, radio, magazine, and the noise here all around you. So if your horse or house and out on the street, that's indoctrination. That's indeed indoctrination. Turn the TV on in the morning, and they are selling you something that you don't need. A hamburger toasted on the top, soft on the inside, and you will go and look for that hamburger because it's different. Oh, I heard there is a restaurant now selling hamburgers, fast food place selling hamburgers, toasted on the outside, top toast bun. Just call it anything. You got to buy it because it is new. An umbrella that plays music. Any unnecessary foolishness can be sold to you, right? Oh, yes, you know it, the truth. Commercial extreme breaks up families. I have to buy my child some new socks. Why? He doesn't like the ones I bought him. He wants the ones they put out with Mickey Mouse on them. So then the money that you put into his socks has gone to waste. Those socks are no more good because they brought out the same with the brought out some with Mickey Mouse on them. So all they have to do is put it on TV once and show little children playing with Mickey Mouse on their socks. Then all your children have to have those socks with Mickey Mouse on them. Mama gets me those socks with Mickey Mouse on it. Okay. Get them as soon as I go out to the store. Next time I go shopping, Daddy says, look here, girl, didn't we just buy this boy socks last week? Says, yes, but he wants the ones with Mickey Mouse on it. Say, we do not have money to buy more socks. He says, are you going to deprive my child of socks with Mickey Mouse on them if he wants them? Maybe it's just as good as anybody else. Pretty soon, the relationship between the husband and the wife is destroyed. A father has left home there, a fatherless household, who broke up the house, Mickey Mouse socks. This is the strange kind of development that has taken over America's people's lives. Got us divorcing each other. Foolishness. Hitting each other over the foolishness, digging ourselves deeper and deeper into poverty over foolishness. The way out to know yourself. When you know yourself, be yourself. Don't let influences from the TV tubes change yourself. The Quran Surah 101, Ayat 1-2. What makes you realize what is the noise? Education teaches child play attention to what it hears. Spiritual reality can take over the attention of the mind. Adhan means to pay attention. So we need to tell our children to pay attention to what you're hearing. Isn't this how we start our worship of God, to pray first before we say anything? And it's called Adhan, which comes from the word Adhan, which means to pay attention. And the instructor, if I want to tell you, pay attention, I say, from Udhan, or from the verb to pay attention, from Udhan. It's the Arabic word. Come from verbs, not from nouns. So the root is a verb, not from the noun. So if that's true, then Wuhan ear comes from the verb to pay attention. And Adhan also comes from the verb that means to pay attention. And we put our hands to our Wuhana, two ears, or one. Some of them call with one. They are silent. But the regular way is to put both hands to our ear, like this, and it's called a dance, from Wuhan, the ear. The ear, you know, an animal like a dog and others, when something gets their attention, you see the ear moves. They're on the alert. We need to teach the children to pay attention to what they are hearing. Because if you don't pay attention to what you are hearing or what your ear are hearing, You're just like a deaf person. It's all absorbed in something else. So the hearing doesn't work for you. They have to be trained to do that because they have lost that. They are born in worlds with this, but has lost that. So they have to be trained to do that now. It was natural for man because man was formed of the earth. And then we became detached up there in the mind and loses his natural ability, natural forms. Can't hear. So you can be looking at something and don't see it. Isn't it something how the senses work? Somebody has to tell you, hey, don't you see that, man? You're going to run into it. You didn't see it? You would have something else taking all of your energy. Our time is this reflex thing, moving on reflex. You have difficulties with your children at home. You can't talk to them no more. They can't hear you. They can't see what you want to show them. All they have, all their five senses seem to be going crazy or astray, away. So we have to orientate our children and ourselves firstly to respect the five senses. Listen to what you hear. Isn't it mystified that God gives us an open ear? But when my mind isn't with you, I can't hear a thing you're saying, and my ear is open, just like it was when I was giving you attention. Nothing has changed, only my interest has changed, and I don't hear a thing you're saying. You can shout as loud as thunder during the electric storm, and maybe you'll get my attention. I will probably say, oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. How come you didn't hear me? Your ears is open. Okay, so we are materialistic that doesn't believe in the spiritual reality. Your ear is open. So another change in the is in how come you don't hear me. So we are at the conclusion of our time. We want to inform you and listen to Blog Talk Radio, your host, Imam Murad Muhammad, on 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Saturday, discussing will be the effects of the COVID-19 virus on relationships and the astonishing rise in domestic violence and divorce. So stay tuned. We want to hear because that's what's happening to our family life. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us. We will start the next Wednesday, the Ramadan session. Thank you. May God guide us. Grant us the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.